Don't blame the world for living the way they do, and don't blame worldly Christians for being slaves to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. They can't help it. They're dead. All of humanity is like a big corpse, the Bible says. All flesh, even theological and religious flesh, is grass. And all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. It fadeth, it's cast into the oven, and all flesh is dead in trespasses and sins. And the maggots walk away with this corpse. And the Bible says we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath. We had no other hope but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. And since we know that one time we walked like that, we don't blame the world, and we don't blame worldly Christians. How could we? We would all be like that, but for the great love wherewith he loved us. God's done something for us. Thank God. That's salvation in comparison to what people call religion. Oh, how dead can religion be without the power of God, having a form of godliness, satisfies a lot of people, going to church, singing songs, going through the rigmarole of baptism and communion service and getting nothing from God. That's why Jesus Christ says, this do in remembrance of me until I come.